Hi again, Attorney Steve Vondran, and welcome back to Vondran Legal Hour. We are coming to you live today from La Jolla, California. Beautiful day down here. I am just looking at this amazing ocean view and just thought I wanted to take a second and talk about something that recently came up in one of my software audit cases, something that I think is important. You know, there's a lot of mergers and acquisitions, one company buying another company, and what happens in these situations, and it doesn't have to be just the giant companies doing this. You could be a small business owner, you know, could be, for example, an architect firm buying another architect firm and, you know, growing your business and so forth and so on, or, you know, a design company or media company buying a smaller company, whatever. I mean, and it ranges from all sizes. But one of the things to bear in mind, and this just came up in a case recently, is due diligence, mergers and acquisitions due diligence. When you're buying another company, and let's say you're going to be taking over their computers, you're buying some laptops, you're buying some servers, you know, you're buying some, you know, you're taking over their infrastructure, basically. You know, you want to make sure as part of your due diligence process that things are properly licensed, okay? You know, so if you're taking over a bunch of computers that have Microsoft Office on it, for example, you're going to want to make sure that all those products are licensed. If they're not licensed, you're going to need the company that's selling you the equipment to give you some sort of indemnification or guarantees or warranties or representations that they're going to take care of you in the event that you are subject to an audit, okay? You know, because, you know, take, for example, you have a company, let's say you have 30 computers, and you're taking over 30 computers with various software installed on it. You don't even know what's installed. So how are you going to just, you know, to not address that issue of licensing? What you should be doing is saying, look, I mean, we're taking over your computers, or don't. You know, kick it out of the deal. Keep it out of the deal. You don't want to bring in, you know, hardware and software that could be deemed, you know, infringing. So it's an important point, I think, if you're a mergers and acquisitions attorney, a law firm that does that, to miss this critical point when the damages are so high. In other words, $150,000 statutory damages for willful copyright infringement, you know, missing this issue could lead to attorney malpractice. Okay, so this is a very important issue, and, you know, we can help firms that may have some licensing issues and want to make sure the licenses are all up to speed. We can help you get to the bottom of that and make sure that you're protected when you take over these other computers, servers, laptops, those kinds of things. So it's a big issue. I wanted just to point that out because it does come up and has come up in software audit cases, especially with the Software Alliance. That's the BSA, and they handle a lot of Microsoft cases. So Microsoft, Adobe, those are, and any of the Autodesk software, you're going to want to keep your eye on those kinds of things. Any type of CAD software, actually, I would say. But, you know, those are the kinds of things that that should be on the due diligence mergers and acquisitions checklist, okay? If you're facing a software audit or need some help with an M&A, buying or selling a company, want to make sure you're addressing the licensing aspects of it, give us a call, 877-276-5084, or you can find out more information at softwareauditlawyers.com. Okay, hope this has been helpful. Take care, and we'll talk to you again. Attorney Steve Vondran, we'll see you then. Bye now.